Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast to get your week going. So as always, sponsored here by Quantum Hypno, link below to Sarah's site. Do check it out. Do click it. Means a lot to me if you take a second and click her link. It helps reassure her that she's sponsoring the right people. So I hope you'll do that for me. And we're going to have a little bit of a catch-up, you and I, now, because just over the weekend there, we had the four-year anniversary of lockdown. So yes, as you remember, it was the 23rd of March, 2020, that Boris Johnson made that horrible speech. You know, come on, folks, I'm a Winston Churchill type person, and I'm telling you now, it's for your own good. I'm going to have to lock you up. It's the Spanish flu. If we don't do it, we won't get through it together. All those lies. Do you remember? 4 years ago it was. So I thought, you know, okay, let's just take a few minutes together and just remember that moment and how we felt and how we've changed. And I do remember watching the speech. Probably most of the nation watched the speech. I wish I hadn't, in retrospect. It was a waste of my life watching anything Boris Johnson had to say. But I look back on it and I think how I've changed so much in 4 years. Back then, you know, the day before this, if you like, I still believed more or less that, you know, big pharmaceutical companies were well-intentioned. They were trying to provide us with health solutions. Yeah, I know. I believe that. I believe the GPs would not deliberately set out to harm us. I believe that. You know, I believe that vaccines, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with vaccines, is there? I mean, I know it seems so stunningly naive, but I was stunningly naive back then. Now, I do remember, and it's on my Twitter, if you check it out, by the beginning of April, so about a week and a half into lockdown, I think I did tweet, I think this lockdown's going on long enough. So within about a week and a bit, I was, nah, hang on a second. No, we don't need to be doing this. This doesn't make sense to me because people are not falling over. You know, people are not dropping dead in the streets. The only place that's happening is China. And as we know, that was all acting. That was all fake. So I remember back in early April. So it's happened in March 23rd. By 2nd April 2020, I was beginning to go, not sure about this. The other thing is, you know the way there was the rule of six and we couldn't visit our family and all that crap? My family were welcome here the entire time. Nothing, literally nothing will keep my family away from me. If they want to come and see me, that is. Certainly no government, no politician is going to tell me who can come and visit me at my house. So throughout the, when we were break, I'm surprised my neighbors didn't turn me in, to be honest, and said, hang on, we've got a COVID rejectionist. We've got someone next door. He's trying to kill everybody by, having his own family over to see him. I see. Early on, the whole thing, I started to smell a rat, and I said it. And obviously, when the mask wearing came in July, you know, I refused to wear the masks. And as you know, I was 2 months later, I was taken off Twitter because I posted a selfie of me without a mask in a local garden center. The police visited me, gave me a kind of unofficial warning. That didn't change anything. I just doubled down on it all. And then the obviously we had the rollout of the jabs in late 2020 into 2021 and lots of psychological pressure on us all to get jabs. Didn't want to take them. People saying, oh, well, you want it? You don't, if you don't get your jab, you're not going to go on holiday. And I'm going, that's okay by me. This is fine. So that didn't work. And then it was, oh, well, unless you prove you've gotten the jabs, you can't get your vaccine passport, which means you can't get into the cinema, you can't go to your favorite restaurant, you may not be able to get into the bar, et cetera, to which my response was, this is fine. Except there was an out. Throughout all of this, there was an out for those of us who stood against it. And that was all we ever had to do was to say, we are exempt. Because that was the way it was in the legislation. We were exempt on the basis that we said we were exempt. In that way, the UK was actually a slightly more liberal than certain other countries, which were much more draconian. It wasn't just good enough for you to say that you were exempt. You had to get a note from your doctor to prove you were exempt. So I understand friends in different countries had different, you know, levels of threat used against them. But anyway, we got through it, my friends. We got through the whole thing. And, you know, we learnt in retrospect that I believe Boris Johnson was acting when he pretended that he was at death's door. I don't believe that. I don't believe that Prince Charles, as he was then, got it. I don't believe that. I don't believe that there were any excess deaths in 2020 beyond that which could be explained by the what was happening in the care homes, the genociding of the elderly. So, you know, I don't really believe that, that there was anything out of the way. But having said that, the amount of genociding of the elderly was quite significant, and that helped them. The combination of, you know, the old morphine and the other deadly drugs that they were using on the elderly, that got them the spike that they wanted. And then that got them to the end of 2020, which got the introduction of the jabs. And as they say, the rest is history. We all know what happened. And we know in 2024, you know, 3 years on from the jabs, excess deaths are so far off the chart that they had to redefine the chart. Now, didn't they, with the ONS? So we know, we see the games that they're playing. The thing is, they've been playing games on us, my friends, all the way along. I think everything about COVID is fake. Everything. And I've also moved to the position of 4 years ago, I wasn't a vaccine skeptic. I didn't think about vaccines. Now I'm a complete anti-vaxxer. Yeah. I'm not going to ever have a vaccine for anything, mostly because I don't believe viruses exist. I certainly know that the vaccines do exist, and we see what they do to people, because that's measured in the excess deaths charts, even with the ONS trying to disguise it. So over this sort of last 4 years, I've moved to being someone who didn't think that, you know, doctors would try to harm me, into being someone who going to the doctor would be a very last resort for me. Going to an NHS hospital would be my worst nightmare. Trusting the medical authorities, trusting pharmaceutical companies, no. The trust is broken, and I'm afraid it's not coming back, for me anyway. I can't conceive of any circumstances whereby they would be able to regain the trust that they did have up until the point of March 2020. But beyond that, as I say, those bonds of trust have been shattered, and they lie in 1,000 pieces all around me. Because the thing is, and I'm sure you feel the same, once you waken up, you actually see, you see the fact that basically everything they're saying, everything that they're doing is a lie. It's an inversion. And we shouldn't have to, in any regard, tolerate it or tolerate what they want to do to us. So, 4 years on, my friends, we are very different people. I've got to say, I've never felt healthier. I've never felt better. I've never felt stronger. So for that, I am immensely grateful. But the gratitude doesn't lie with the government and the absolute scum behind the scamdemic. No, that lies in me becoming linked in to an awakened community of which you are a part, and of which I'm very privileged to be part of. So, you know, 4 years on, I want to thank you. Thank you for sticking with me throughout this journey we've been on. I can assure you, just as I've opposed the COVID PSYOP in 2020, I'm going to, you know, I'll continue to call them the different PSYOPs. There's a currently, obviously, there's the cancer PSYOP that they're pushing on us. You know, I just think we just have to keep pushing back. We've learned the lesson to ask critical questions, not to accept what we are told. And, you know, if we keep doing that, I think we will sustain our well-being. Thanks for listening.